Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated in late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On King of OX.
You not only deserve a fun night, but you're going to get 2 hours of mindless bar talk between two good buddies.
You've come to the right place.
John Hancock, how are you?
Man, I'm tired.
Yeah, why is that?
I'm very tired. Well, my lovely wife, my beautiful wife.
St. George Ann.
The lovely George Ann had her knee replaced on Thursday of last
week.
Oh,
that sounds horrible.
It's been rough. And but, you know, I don't like to talk.
You've been a good spouse?
My nursing skills have been extraordinary.
Yeah.
And I'm earning rave reviews from my wife for the first time in about 25 years.
Are you having to handle any of the rebandaging and bandaging up?
No. She's still got the original
bandage.
Waterproof bandage on. That comes off next week.
So you don't do any of that?
No. So what I've got
is... So what do you, just get tea and...
I'm the runner. Whatever she needs, whenever she needs it.
Right.
Boom. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm keeping the kitchen clean, dishes.
Well done.
I'm walking the dog twice a day.
Now that is a significant development.
It's like a mile and a quarter.
What do you walk around the block?
It's a big block.
There's no block in St. Louis that's a mile and a quarter.
Let me explain to you how long this walk is.
John, I've been to your neighborhood.
And I live in a subdivision where the word hill is in the name of the subdivision. And let me just tell you, it's tough. It's difficult. And Gus and I have been doing it. And then you got to pick up the poop.
Yeah.
You know?
Does the dog pull you along?
He did last night.
Tell me what times you're going to be out there, because I'm going to come get him to run to me and pull you over.
Gus is walking when I get home tonight after 10 o'clock. So,
late night walking.
Yeah, and you know...
Is it safe?
Very safe, yes. But last night, it took me a good 5 minutes to find the poop.
Really?
I mean, he did the
thing. Well, that's when you kind of look around, you pretend like you grab it and just move along.
Well, no, I got the flashlight thing on the phone here, which usually when it comes on, I don't mean for it to come on. But I meant for it to come on last night. I looked all over for it. It took me 5 minutes to find the poop, but I found the poop.
Yeah.
And I picked up the poop because I'm a good neighbor.
And then where do you take it? You carry it the whole time?
I carry the poop, Michael.
Now, when you get home, do you immediately walk to the kitchen sink and wash your hands?
No, because I've got a full
my system. Why would you not? Even if you've got plastic between you and it, why wouldn't you wash your hands?
Because I've got my system.
What is your system?
5 paper towels, and they're in the bottom of the bag. Gus poops. I find the poop. I drop the paper towels on top of the poop. And then I put my hand on the outside of the bag, and I grab the paper towels with the poop and the bag, and I whoosh, scoop it up.
Inverse
down,
it.
Yes, into the bag. Never get anywhere near the poop.
But still, you don't come home and wash your hands?
I probably wash my hands. I don't know what
I would be the whole time. I would be thinking, I got to get back and wash my hands. Got to wash my hands.
When I get home.
Yeah.
I've got sweat beads on my, stuff, and it's not good.
Yeah.
This
is just walking to the end of the block and back, right?
Michael, it's a mile and a quarter.
John, I've been in your neighborhood. I don't even think your whole neighborhood has a mile and a quarter worth of pavement.
Trust me. You go down, you go up, you go over, you go down. I do cut it a little short. go through the neighbor's yard.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, sometimes. So
are you able to control Gus when Gus decides he wants to bark at somebody? Are you able to be like, Gus, hey.
So my first night after the surgery, there I am. And Georgianne's been walking Gus for years.
Yeah.
So the first night after the surgery.
I don't think anyone who listens to us regularly would be shocked.
I am walking Gus. He's doing perfectly well. Starting to get a little bit agitated. There's two dogs across the street.
Right.
And it was like. It was like the 65 Cassius Clay Sonny Liston fight. Down goes Liston. The woman with the two dogs, down she went.
She tripped?
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
All I know is she was there and then she was gone.
Okay.
And the dog was loose. And the dog came over to Gus and it was. Wah, 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 wah. I mean, we had a dog fight there.
Did they bite at each other?
They were going at it. So I pulled Gus off of the dog, you know, and then, wah, 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 you know, and I look over, there's no lady. And so the dog takes a second run at Gus.
Uh huh. Now you're going to kick it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going at it. And, so I pull Gus off. I get him settled down, you know, and the other dog left, and the other dog didn't come back because my dog is tough.
Yeah.
I look across the street.
Yeah.
Up from the ashes, Michael.
Comes the lady.
There she was. Yeah. The little head popped up.
What'd she say?
She said that she hit her head. And I said, well, you better have that head examined. And
did you go help her up?
No, I got Gus here. So she finally comes and retrieves her dog. And then the good news is Gus pooped right away after that. So,
yeah, well, I mean, all that activity gets you going.
Yeah,
it's like waking up in the morning.
This is not what we were going to
talk
about.
Hold on a second, but I want to stick with it for just one more moment, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So you wind up walking. The lady falls down. She hits her head. Have you seen her since the incident?
No. And, see, I'm not particularly acquainted with the neighbors that are, like, beyond five houses from
me.
You know, Georgianne walks the
dog. Well, you don't ever walk that far, so you don't ever go down there.
I do now.
Yeah.
I am I'm the king of the neighborhood now.
Do you know what a meme is?
What?
A meme? Like have you seen, I don't know if this is a meme or if it's a TikTok video, but it says, if people acted like dogs, and this guy's walking in a neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
And he's got a phone on his ear. And then all of a sudden, there's somebody else mowing their lawn in the front yard. And they see each other. And so they're acting like dogs. So they both just start, I'm going to kick your butt. And then it gets to the end of the
And everybody's
gone. And everybody just acts like they're normal again. How true is that?
It is true. And
hey, speaking of dogs, did you see the dogs they brought out for the Queen's funeral today?
Yeah, the Corgis.
The what?
The Corgis.
That's their name?
No, that's the breed of the dog, Michael. They're Corgis.
Oh.
The Queen loved Corgis.
Yeah, and so they brought them out there for all the...
Sandy and...
Oh, you even know the names of the dogs?
I'm into this thing.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to talk about that later. But first, we got to step aside because we got to check in with our NFL insider.
Yes, there is nothing quite like it, folks. If you've if you're one of the 12 regular listeners to Hancock and Kelly on Monday nights, you'll know all about our NFL insider. He joins us after this on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.